finally, we're back at the inn. Come on, I'll help you with your bag and your shoes. There. No, I'm not going to yell at you. Because it's not in my nature to yell. But you're my patient, and I'm giving orders now. Get on the bed. Oh, for the love of... Stop waggling your eyebrows at me suggestively. It's not sexy when I boss you around. I'm still mad at you. Hurry up and get on the mattress. You're going to be the death of me. Oh, you want more orders? Okay, show me your hands. Palm up. Oh. They are so burnt. Ugh, you're lucky it's not worse. Yes, you saved those fire elementals from the rising water. It was very sweet of you. But you didn't have to grab them with your bare hands. I am not yelling. My voice is low. Ugh. No, it wasn't hot when you saved them, and your joke isn't funny. Be serious about this. You're very lucky there's no nerve damage. Believe me, I understand the value of a good deed. I'm sorry, this has been bothering me for a long time. No, never mind. Just lay back on the bed. Yeah, make sure the bend of your elbow is facing skyward. Wow, you did that without making a joke. I'm impressed. Move over a bit. I'm gonna sit beside you. I'm going to clean and disinfect. It might sting a little. Sorry. What? What was I going to say before? I'm not sure it's my place to say. We're very close, but we're not lovers. I don't want to overstep. Quit fidgeting. Burns are tricky. I know it hurts, but we'll get to the good part soon, I promise. You really want me to say it, huh? What if it's inappropriate? I can apologize, sure, but you know what they say. Some bells can't be unrung. Yeah, if it's inappropriate, we'll talk it out and move on. Huh. That's a really reassuring thing to say. Thank you. Open and close your hands for me, okay? Yeah, like that. Gently. Slowly. And make a fist. Okay. Does it hurt when I do this? Good. Okay. All right. I'll say it. Gods, you're like a dog with a bone. But first, you have to roll your wrists for me. And then I'll spill my guts. Very good. Okay. Hold your finger still. What's been bothering me is that you don't have enough regard for your well-being. Yeah, you take way too many risks with your health, and if I'm being perfectly honest, too many risks with your life. It drives me insane. No, you can't cross your arms while I'm working on your hands. And you know I'm right. Listen, it's possible I have a different perspective on this. I can see I've offended you. But your body is the vehicle for your soul. Pardon my sermon, but your existence is a gift from the gods. Don't be careless with it. This sort of thing was really important at the chapel where I grew up. Do you remember when you came to visit and we prayed over every meal? No, I'm not talking about how good the food was. Stop making me giggle when I'm trying to be serious. But thank you for not making me feel like a killjoy. I'm going to fluff your pillow for you. I hate seeing you hurt. We pray over meals because it's a time to nourish our bodies. You honor the gods when you honor yourself by loving who you are. We were always taught that the first person you learn to be kind to is yourself. Yes, you did help those fire elementals, but you didn't think to bandage your hands, or quench them in water, or ask for help, or use a tool. Well, I'm upset because I think it's selfish. You have a lot of other people who depend on you, myself included. Oh, so now I'm out of line. I don't think so. And keep your finger straight. You have an obligation to the people who care about you. Yeah, to try and minimize the risk of hurting yourself. That's all I'm saying, and I'm making a good point. Well, I am mad. Yeah, make a fist and stick out your index finger, please. Not the middle one. Oh, you think you're funny. Ha ha. Why do I care? What a dumb question. And I am sick of having my heart jump out of my chest every time you turn up hurt. Well, what if you died, huh? What if you died and we couldn't find a necromancer and you were just gone forever? No more picnics together or book exchanges or any of the fun things we get to do. Just the thought of it brings me to tears. What? Stop looking at me like that. Now you're smirking. I am not blushing. I'm angry. Yeah. Be serious for once and quit looking at me like that. I just tucked my hair behind my ear because it was in the way. Now, shush. I'm mad at you, and I have to massage this ointment in. Yeah, give me your hand. Are you still offended? You can be huffy if you want. But I won't apologize for voicing my concern, for wanting you to be safe. Well, unlike you, I can be honest. Yeah, I don't have to mask my feelings with jokes and pickup lines. Oh, I'm hiding my attraction to you. That's very presumptuous. Now, give me your other hand. Oh, please, you don't know what bossy is. I show you? Okay, yeah, alright, fine. How are you gonna hold hands with anyone when they're all burned? You shouldn't be hitting on anyone because you can't hold their hand. Yeah, I'm super bossy. Jealous? I'm not jealous, you're just impossible. Ugh. I'm gonna start with the bandages, but you have a smart mouth. I hate fighting. I'm just saying you should be careful. Yes, because I care about you. Quit pointing out when I'm blushing. Because it's embarrassing. There. Finished with the bandages. Try and rest. Because... Oh! Oh! You're hugging me? Thank you. I don't want to fight anymore either. I'm sorry I upset you. But... I'm not sorry for caring. You still think I'm not being honest? I'm not brave like you are. I should try. You can tell I have more to say, don't you? I didn't know you were paying that much attention. You are now? I can tell. You're looking at me so intently. It's really nice. Look, I like you. I'd like to be more than friends. I think we'd be great together. What do I like about you? You always make me laugh, and I like how independent you are. I mean, you're reckless, but you don't need someone to hold your hand through life. You have a good sense of humor about things, and you know how to lean on other people when you're down. I think that's so special. And I'm also really, really attracted to you. Just kiss you already? Wait. I want to know what you like about me. Okay, that's a really good answer. Come here, you. Now, lay back down and get comfortable. Yeah, that's an order. Feel the weight of the blanket on you. Close your eyes. Yes, I'm right here beside you. And I'm going to stay here. But I want you to take a deep breath for me. Well, three of them. Yeah. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And a long, slow exhale. Good. And again, a deep breath in. Hold. And a long exhale through your mouth. And then take the deepest breath you have yet. Hold it, and another long, slow exhale. Good, good. Yes, I'm right here beside you. And I'm going to stay here. But for now, just rest. I'll see you in the morning.